Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Do folks, and a great big Western Valentine greeting from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the gang on the Lucky U to you. By golly, there's a lot of excitement on the ranch today. What with Shug Fisher falling down, everybody making Valentines and sprucing up a bit, or as the song title describes, staying close to the home corral.
When it's Tuesday, fun, I go riding, yippee-ay. On the wide open plains, I roam, yippee-o. Sun through the hills goes hiding, yippee-ay. There will always be someone glad when I come home. Yippee-ay, yippee-o, end of day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, for his heart would break inside of him.
At the gates of the home corral, now the long day is through on the prairie. Yippee-ay. There's a low-hanging sun in the sky. Yippee-o. And the home corral we will tarry. Yippee-ay. And we'll sing of the roundup in the days gone by.
Yippee-ay.
Yippee-o. End of day.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, for his heart will break inside of him.
At the gates of a home corral, there's a tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-ay.
With a song in my heart, so am I.
Yippee-o.
For tonight we'll be dreaming of clover.
Yippee-ay.
And we always will until the day we die.
Yippee-ay.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him.
At the gates of the home corral,
yippee-yay,
yippee-o, in the day.
Thank you very much. Now that we've got the corral gate closed, we can all relax and enjoy the rest of the day.
Hey, everybody. Huh? Hey, Shug. I've got some great... I got some new... some news.
Well, what is it, Shug?
Well, Betty invited us all to the Valentine party she's giving at the schoolhouse this afternoon.
Well, Shug, that's fine, but we've known it for the past hour. Where have you been?
I've been in the kitchen talking to the cook. And you know what he's doing?
Well, if you told me the cook was cooking, I'd believe it.
He ain't cooking, though.
Oh?
You know, he's making up some sandwiches for Betty's party. Planters peanut butter sandwiches. And he's got them all cut up in them little shapes of hearts, you know. Prettiest things you ever seen. George, you tell him about it, will you?
You bet I will, Shug. Making heart-shaped sandwiches with Planters peanut butter is not only a good idea for Betty's Valentine party... But I'll bet the folks out along the Lucky U line will be glad to hear the suggestion, too. Because, you see, Planters peanut butter is made by the folks who make those wonderful Planters peanuts. And what peanut butter? Why, it's just as nutritious as Planters peanuts, and every bit as delicious, because that's exactly what it's made of. Why, the flavor of those fresh, plump nuts is brought out to its very fullest by Planters' special process. And then it's homogenized to stay smooth and then packed right away so that all that fresh peanut flavor is locked in right up until you open the jar. Get some today. Planters peanut butter in the red label jar with a picture of Mr. Peanut on it. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts. Peanut oil and peanut butter.
Well, thank you very much. And that was Hugh Farr and his flying fiddle in the Little Rock Getaway. Say, fellas, we should have a Valentine for Betty to give her at the party, don't you think?
I picked up a box of candy in town last night, Lloyd.
You did, Carl? Well, that's fine.
I picked a big bouquet for her this morning.
You picked a big bouquet, Tommy?
Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Well, I personally made up a Valentine poem for Betty myself.
Really, Shug?
Yeah. Would you like to hear it?
Well, I think we better.
What was that?
I said, you're a regular go-getter.
All right. You want me to read my masterpiece, huh?
Yeah, read your masterpiece.
Okay, I will. Right now, if you would be my Valentine, that would make things just fine. Mommy's sun would no longer shine, 'cause I'd spirit from behind.
Oh, rough. If that don't set literature back 20 years, nothing will.
What's the matter with you whipping poof heads? Don't you recognize art when you hear it?
Well, I'm afraid we don't, Shug, except in music.
Well, I can keep the luck of you on a classical level in that diddy department, too, you know. I'm a too old cut to my mustard anymore.
Shug.
When I was young, I had luck.
Shug.
What?
If you would quit being so doggone eager and listen once in a while, you'd understand what I'm talking about.
Just what in the cat hair do you mean by that?
Just that if you will listen, Lloyd is going to sing a ballad about a young Indian gal named Fallen Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you'll understand after you've heard the song that there's a slight difference in the artistic level between Falling Leaf and You're Too Old to Cut the Mustard Anymore.
Hmm. No. There may be, Kenneth, but if it brings things down to a low level, remember, I've a volunteer. I offered to help.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. We won't forget. Lloyd, I believe there'll be no more interruptions from our cactus canary.
Well, Ken, I don't know how artistic this will be, but we've had a lot of requests for it, so here's Fallen Leaf.
Far beyond the rolling prairie, where the old Snake River lies, dwelt the fairest Indian maiden ever seen by mortal eyes. She had eyes just like the sunlight, daughter of a warrior chief, sent to cheer his home in autumn, so he called her Fallen Leaf. Fallen Leaf, the breezes whisper of thy spirit's early flight, and within thy lonely wigwam there's a wail of woe tonight. Far beyond the rolling prairie, all alone one summer day, came a hunter tired and weary. In her wigwam ill he lay. Weeks went by, but still he lingered. Fallen Leaf was by his side, and with smiles of love she promised soon to be his woodland bride. One bright day the hunter wandered through the forest all alone. Long she watched and long she waited, but his fate was never known. With the summer's day she faded, like the autumn leaf she died. And she closed her eyes in slumber near the old Snake River's side. Fallen Leaf, the breezes whisper of thy spirit's early flight. And within thy lonely wigwam there's a wail of woe tonight.
Fine. fine, Lloyd. I like that.
Well, thank you, Betty. And say, by the way, thank you for the invitation to the Valentine party this afternoon.
Well, it's a pleasure. Can you all be there by 3?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. And, Tommy?
Huh?
Could you come down a little earlier and help me out?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, Tommy. See, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right, Betty. Perfectly all right. We were just going to sing a song, and then we were going to award an acre of our lucky ewe land to some good deed doer.
Well, you go right ahead, Lloyd, and I'll just sit over here and listen.
Well, this is a word picture written by Bob Nolan, The Prairie, after a nice, cool rain, and a rainbow has appeared.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow. I'm home. Now the grass is greener, air is cool and cleaner. The boss is hanging out a rainbow. I saw him throw his lariat, a braided lightning strand. I saw him catch those angry clouds and burn them with his brand. Hi-ho, now the sun is blazing. The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
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 Rainbow. Thank you an awful lot. Today's gold deed letter came from Montana, and here's what it says. Dear sons of the pioneers, I'm writing to tell you of a person I believe is worthy of a gold deed to an acre of your lucky land. Ernest Schmeyer was killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma by a nitroglycerin explosion, leaving his family, his wife, and a family of 4 young children to support. She worked nights doing janitor work in large office buildings so she could be with her children during the day. George R. Schmeyer, a cousin of the deceased, sent for the family to come to his home in northern Idaho. He took over the responsibilities of feeding, clothing, and educating these youngsters. He worked hard on his farm, but was always good-natured, generous, and kind. He cared for the children as he would have his own, putting them all through school. Now they're all married and have homes of their own, and he and his wife have retired from active work on the farm because of his heart condition. I am the youngest of those 4 children, and George R. Schmeyer, Route 1, Sandpoint, Idaho, is my stepfather, the only father I ever knew, and the best father a girl could ever have. The letter is signed sincerely, Mrs. Ernest M. Huffman, Box 355, Thompson Falls, Montana.
A real fine letter, Lloyd, and thank you, Mrs. Huffman, for writing us about your most deserving stepdad. He'll receive his gold deed for his many good deeds just as soon as it's been properly recorded. And for today's Sons of the Pioneers song salute to Mr. Schmeyer, we would like to do a pioneer version of that legendary California daughter, Ramona.
Ramona, I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you,
and bless the day you taught me to care. To always remember the rambling rose you wore in your hair. Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall.
I dread the dawn when I awake to find you gone.
Ramona, I need you, my own.
Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn when I awake to find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my own.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Say, Lloyd, are you going to go over and talk to the folks who stopped by to see us today?
Indeed I am, Ken. In fact, I'm affectionate to do that right now.
Good boy. You know, friends, every day we have mothers and fathers, wives, or sweethearts of servicemen stop by to say hello. And, well, now that we're on the worldwide network of the Armed Forces Radio Service, we like to gab a little with those folks who have loved ones in the service, because we know it will be a welcome voice to their soldier overseas. Lloyd, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Ken. There's a lady sitting here. What's your name, please?
Mrs. Esther McLaughlin of Ellensburg, Washington.
Of Ellensburg, Washington.
Yes, sir.
And you have a relative in the service, too?
I have a son, and his birthday is today.
Well, wonderful. Where is he, please?
He's in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Yes.
Well, you know, we'll just really hope that he'll be hearing us back there. And
well,
what would you say to him if he was standing right beside you right
happy
now?
Happy birthday, Bob.
Well, that's wonderful.
Well, and he's a twin. I have a twin daughter up in Washington.
Well, my goodness. Well, that's wonderful. They're 26
today.
Yes. Well, that's just fine. Thank you for coming down to see us. Another lady right here. Your name, please.
My name is Ida Meichri from Pacoima. I was born in Switzerland.
You were born in Switzerland. Well, that's the cutest little accent I ever heard.
And I have a son in Newfoundland, my youngest son.
Oh.
And I have four sons in the last war, all in the airport.
Well, that's wonderful. What did you say your son's name was? It's in Newfoundland.
Joe.
Joseph. Joseph? Well, we'll hope that Joe is listening in. We'll hear his mama talk. Thank you a lot for coming down. Come back and see us. Here's a couple of boys here from, the first boy that I want to say hello to is from the Army. Your name, please?
I'm in the Air Forces.
I beg your pardon.
Corporal Bartell S. Starr.
I see. Where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. Nice of you to drop down. Come back and see us, will you?
Roger.
Another boy here from the Marine Corps. I'm right this time, I know. Your name, please?
PFC John J. Corrales.
And where are you from, John?
Brooklyn, New York.
From Brooklyn. Thank you very much. Boy here, all from the Army. This time I'm right again. Your name, please?
Rudy Wolf.
Where are you from, Rudy?
Miami, Florida.
From Miami?
That's right.
Well, you're quite a ways away from home.
You're
on a furlough now? Or
no.
You are? Yeah. Having a good time?
Pretty good.
Attaboy. Hope you have a great big time. Here's a lady here. Your name, please?
Mrs. Harold Rowletter.
And do you have a relative in the service?
My brother.
Your brother. Where is he?
He's in Korea.
What's his name, please?
Corporal Jesse Ockhand.
Well, we'll just hope Jesse will hear you talking to us down here and know that you're getting along fine. You look
Thank
like
you.
You're feeling hearty and healthy.
I am.
Well, that's wonderful. Thanks for coming down. A fella here, your name, please?
Harold R. Rowletter.
Well, Harold, it's nice of you to drop down. You have a relative in service?
Yes, I do. A brother, Gordon.
Gordon? Where is Gordon?
He's in Japan now.
He's in Japan now. Well, mm-hmm. We sure hope that he'll hear your voice and know that you're down here enjoying yourself.
I hope he does, too.
Thank you very much. I'm awfully sorry. That's all the time we have today. I'm going to have to cut it short, and a lot of nice-looking folks here that I wanted to talk to. But thank you a lot for coming down. Come back and see us, and we'll talk next time. Thank you.
Thank you, friends, and thank you, Lloyd. Betty, how about doing a song today for the boys overseas?
Well, I'd love to, Ken, if Lloyd will help me out.
Well, you know I'd be glad to do that, Betty.
All right. Let's do Wedding Dolls.
Well, you know something? I just happen to have my top hat, my cutaway coat, my striped pants, and my yeller spats, so let's do it.
Save me a souvenir. Just for old time's sake, send me the wedding dolls from your wedding cake. I'll try to hide my tears, though my heart may break, when I see the wedding dolls from your wedding cake. I'll wear a wedding ring the day you say I do,
or I'll be married to the memory of you,
and I'll wish you happy with every breath I take, as I hold the wedding dolls from your wedding cake.
I'll wear a wedding ring the day you say I do,
or I'll be to the memory of you,
and I wish you happiness with every breath I take, as I hold the wedding dolls from your wedding cake.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Betty.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Lloyd. Say, I heard down at the post office that you're anticipating a lot of hometown newspapers for the Lucky You. Is that true?
Well, it sure is, Betty.
But what are they for, Carl? Are they from your hometowns?
No, Betty. We're asking everyone along the Lucky You line to send us their hometown newspapers, and we're going to pick one out of the pile and read some of the articles and pick somebody's name out of the paper and send them a little gift.
Gee, I think that's a wonderful idea.
I do, too, Betty. And don't forget, that address is Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California. Bundle up your hometown newspaper and send it along so we can tell all of our listeners out along the Lucky You line what's going on in your hometown. Say, guys, speaking of our hometowners, we've had a lot of requests from them asking us to do another spiritual. So as long as we have the time, let's answer them right now and do Oh, Wasn't That a Wide River.
Oh, wasn't that a wide river.
River of Jordan, Lord.
River of Jordan is so wide.
One more river to cross.
I don't know how to get on the other side.
One more river to cross. Oh, wasn't that a wide river? River of Jordan, Lord. Wide river, there's one more river to cross.
Satan, I'm a snake in the grass.
One more river to cross.
And if you don't mind, he'll get you at last.
One more river to cross. Oh, wasn't that a wide river? River of Jordan, Lord. Wide river, there's one more river to cross.
way down yonder on the river now.
One more river to cross.
The doggone thing full of crocodiles.
One more river to cross. Oh, one that wide river. River of Jordan, Lord. Wide river, there's one more river to.
One more river to.
Thank you. Of course, that featured the deep bass voice of Hugh Farr. And Hugh, I wish you'd feature your voice again and give us a thought for the day. How about it?
Well, it's your thing, Ken. It's one which was sent along to us by Mrs. Harold Gitchell of Sweet Home, Oregon, who listens to our program over KUGN station there in Eugene, Oregon. She writes, "Against the storm, keep your head bowed, but keep your heart high. For against the storm, we try the metal of our soul."
So against the storm, we try the metal of our soul. Thank you very much, Hugh, and thank you, Mrs. Gitchell, for sending that thought along to us. But now, pioneers, it's just about that time. So let's close out today's visit with that good old favorite, Red Wing.
Shines tonight on pretty Red Wing. The breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. Follow Barney to star, her baby sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
There once lived an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid, who sang a love song gay as on the plain. She'd while away the day, she loved the warrior bold, the shy little maid of old. But brave and gay, he rode one day to the battle far away.
Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing. The breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. Borrow Barney to star her baby sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
Well, sir, when you hear the familiar strains of Tumbling Tumbleweeds, it means only one thing. Let's get back to ranching again. Only today, we're going to sort of play hooky and go to Betty's Valentine party. Sure hope that all you folks have a nice Valentine's Day. And while I think of it, stop down and see us any day. The door's always wide open, and that welcome mat is always out to every single one of you. And so until tomorrow along about this same time, this is George Putnam saying, for all the sons of the pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of our Lucky You gang, happy, happy Valentine. This program is heard throughout the world by over 90 million people through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and came to you from the Lucky You. So until tomorrow, be lucky, you. And this is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.